For today's In Touch, we discuss radon mitigation with Dave Manley, owner of Manley's Construction in Kelowna. When did you get involved with radon mitigation?
9 years ago, Bill Field at the University of Iowa actually got me involved. He's one of the leading heads of radon in the whole world. It's kind of a privilege for him to invite me into this trade. You know, he wanted to find somebody who could obviously do the jobs and take care of people and had a care and concern for people in their homes. So that's how I got involved.
This professor from the university, was he involved with developing these ways you can mitigate radon in your home?
Actually, he's more on the testing side, more concerned with health effects. I know he works at the College of Public Health, so that was more his drive to find out, you know, what radon does to your body, you know, where are the radon concentrated levels, and he did multiple studies in the United States as well as Iowa, of course.
Did he give you an idea of the dangers involved with this gas?
Oh, certainly. Once this gas gets into your house, the gas itself isn't necessarily dangerous, but it starts to decay in the house after a certain period of time, and that's when you start breathing it in, it's decaying in your lungs, and that's what does the damage to you.
So to prevent that, especially in an area where there are concentrations of uranium, which decays and becomes radon, your involvement with it to help local people out, what does that mean to you, being able to get into someone's house and make sure that this gas isn't a problem for them?
Obviously, I'm not the only guy doing this, but I've met several people during the course of my radon business, and they all caught their lung cancer early. They were all so thrilled, you know, to find somebody who would take care of the problem. One gal even lost one lung. So, I mean, when you connect with people on that level and you see the severity of what it does to somebody, it just hits you hard. Then you start to realize, well, I don't want to wind up in the hospital with lung cancer, and if I can help other people avoid that same situation, then that's what I'm all about, basically.
Absolutely. Well, looking at what can be done, existing homes, if someone asks to get their home looked at and possibly have these measures, you know, installed into their home, what can you do for them?
Well, here's number one. Iowa City winds up to be one of the highest tested cities in the whole United States, so we're really doing a lot. The realtors are involved here. So let's say, you know, you're going to buy a home, you're going to sell a home. They've got a part of the real estate packet now says, do you want a radon test or not? So right off the bat, you've got to make a decision. Let's say then, you know, you want to buy that house, you want to get it mitigated, you find out that the radon level is 10 point something. So basically, they're going to call, they're going to find a mitigator who they want to work with, and mitigator comes in, we've got to drill a couple of holes in the slab or work with the sump pump or something like that to move radon from below the slab. And then we've got a fan goes outside or in the attic. That's basically sucking the radon out and blowing it outside. It's a very simple process. So we've got a fan that gets installed. That fan's constantly sucking out the radon. The fan warranty is basically 5 years, but these fans are running for quite a long period of time. Obviously, I've got 900 systems running, and rarely do I get a call for a bad fan. So they really last a long time, which is great.
People who are thinking about building a brand new house, is installing this sort of equipment right off the bat something people are considering?
Yeah, now that is the perfect question, because obviously when you're building the house, you've got the frame up, it's the perfect time to put a pipe in. You know, it costs, say, $300 to $400 to get your radon system installed. You don't have a fan, but you've got it's called a passive system at this point. And that can actually do quite a bit. So you've got that pipe running out through the roof. Sometimes that passive system's all you need. Otherwise, you know, if you find out your radon level's high, then you just call in somebody and come in, put a fan in, make sure the sump lid's sealed and everything in the basement's sealed off. And, you know, it's obviously much easier to do it that way and cheaper. Now, they've been trying to get that to be a law, but it's not a law yet. So we're still kind of losing the battle with new homes. But obviously, that's really the way to go.
Well, is there anything that we may have missed that you'd like to add here, Dave?
Well, I would just say this. It's been such a large fight on getting the word out for radon, you know, and I so appreciate you guys taking this step to really bring in a public awareness. You know, someone hears this, and it can only do good, so it just makes me happy that you're taking this step to do this today.
What's a phone number if someone wants to learn more about this?
My phone number, business number, would be 319-631-5887, and I'm always available and certainly happy to help.
Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you so much.
That was my conversation with owner of Manley's Construction in Kelowna, Dave Manley, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.